Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and joining me as always is Daniel.
Hi Emma, I see you have some exciting news to share with us today.
I sure do, Daniel, and it's all about a remarkable individual who has made a name for themselves in the maritime industry.
Oh really, who are we talking about?
It's Luca Haynes, a student from the Fleetwood Nautical Campus, who has been selected as the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency Officer Trainee of the Year for 2024.
Wow, that is so cool. So when did this happen?
Luca was presented with the award at the UK Chamber of Shipping's annual dinner on Monday 3 February, which was held at the Grosvenor House Hotel, Park Lane, London.
I see. Tell me more about what the judges said about her.
The judges highlighted Luca's exceptional work ethic and dedication. After moving from another maritime institute, she took on additional work in her own time to bridge knowledge gaps and progress in her studies.
That sounds like a real challenge. How did she handle it?
The panel was impressed by her resilience and determination. They noted that she didn't let setbacks deter her ambition to become an officer of the watch. Her ability to adapt and persevere under challenging circumstances is a testament to her commitment to her career in the Merchant Navy.
Wow, that's inspiring. What else did they say about her?
Beyond her academic achievements, Luca has been an ambassador for maritime careers. She passionately shares her experiences and talks about the opportunities available in the industry, inspiring young people to consider a future at sea.
That's incredible. She must have made a real impact.
Indeed, the panel also noted that Luca consistently demonstrated leadership and a collaborative spirit, often assisting peers with revision and during practical training. Her proactive approach helped create a supportive learning environment.
Right, and what about her academic performance?
Her dedication to preparing for external exams inspired fellow cadets in the same position. It was clear that she was not only focused on her own success, but also on lifting up those around her.
That's the kind of attitude that makes a real difference. What did the college say about her achievement?
Captain Neil Atkinson, head of Fleetwood Nautical Campus, expressed immense pride in Luca. He noted her resilience in overcoming early setbacks and her excellence in qualifying as an officer of the watch.
And what about her sponsor, Clyde Marine Training?
Thomas Campbell, general manager of Clyde Marine Training, praised Luca for her exceptional work ethic and dedication. He emphasized that her leadership and collaborative spirit contributed to a supportive learning environment for her peers.
That's quite a big claim, right?
Well, it's not just a claim, it's a fact. Luca's achievement is a testament to her resilience and unwavering ambition to pursue a career at sea.
I see, and how significant is this award for Fleetwood Nautical Campus?
This is the 11th time in 18 years that a Fleetwood officer trainee has won this prestigious award. That's an unrivaled achievement, which means credit also goes to the college's hardworking team for their support.
Wow, that's quite the legacy. It's no wonder they're proud.
Absolutely. Daniel, it's clear that Luca's story is not just about her personal success, but also about the support system that helped her thrive.
I agree, Emma. Her journey shows that with determination and the right support, even the most challenging obstacles can be overcome.
Well said. And for anyone interested in following in Luca's footsteps, Clyde Marine Training offers information on their cadetships.
That's great to hear. The Merchant Navy industry offers so many dynamic career paths, both offshore and onshore.
Exactly. So that's the story of Luca Haynes, a shining example of dedication, resilience, and inspiration.
Thanks for sharing this inspiring story with us, Emma.
Thank you, Daniel. And remember, if you're inspired by Luca's journey, there are opportunities out there for you too.
Until next time, keep exploring the skies and seas with the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News.
Goodbye and stay curious.